7 after the hour now, the next hour of this lifestyle program called Good Day Weekend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to help you with your medical questions, whatever they may be, how large, how small, how significant, or what you think is insignificant. Remember, you're helping yourself and others, and we're all about help here. We want to help you and help as many people as we can. So if you have a unique question or you have something that is bothering you, you've been told something that doesn't make sense, the tough thing to do is to have to face some of these things, and maybe you can face it and face the consequences with the help of people who are very supportive, like Dr. Ken. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks who make Nightskin and Tautinol for your skin. There is nothing better day or night. Also by the folks that are responsible for the MetaFast diet. Dr. Ken recommends MetaFast. We'll tell you the story about that in a few minutes. And, of course, the Digestive Advantage products that are around right now. Probiotics help your gastrointestinal ailments. You can get them at Walgreens, Target, and the superstores everywhere. You'll want to have this through the winter flu season. But then all the time, these things are very, very important. 888-553-7536. I'm in Orlando this morning, having spent the day yesterday with Dr. Ken. My annual overview ever since Dr. Ken came on this program, he's been extraordinarily helpful having me. I'm a very active, proactive. I'm an active human being, but I'm a proactive person when it comes to my health and well-being. I try to eat the right things. Not always do I. I try to, I'm a human being. I like ice cream. I've always been these very interesting tests that Ken does, and I was able for the first time to, actually the first year I came down here, to look at my heart literally on a computer screen and see how it functions, the back and forth beating. This is something that everyone ought to be able to do. And some of you may not be able to have the reality of it because of the stupidity of the new health care law and bills and all that other thing, but it really is something that if you care and value your life, and all of us do, then you'll want to know what's going on inside of your body. So Ken has availed me of, because of the tools that he has in his office, Lake Cardiology. By the way, those of you who are around Florida or around the rest of the country, I can't tell you that there's a better place to go to get yourself checked out than Ken's laboratory, because it's really what it is. 800-LAKE-CARDIO. You can call that number, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. You ought to take a trip. It's a great place to be. Orlando's warm, lots of fun things to do. Spend a few hours with Dr. Ken. Let him check you out if you have concerns. Anyway, Ken and I talk all the time about what's going on with me, and this is usually just an adjunct because he knows what's going on with me. I tell him what's going on and ask for his advice because that's what doctors are all about. What good are they if they can't give you advice? You feel, I don't want to take his time. Nonsense. That's what your doctor is for. And if you can't get to a doctor who will give you advice and give you time, then get rid of the doctor and find somebody else. So as Ken is as gentle and thoughtful and provocatively and intelligent as he is, he looks at all these things, and it's very interesting. After going through the first couple of hours of tests, and then, I did the stress test and actually did more this year than I did last year. Everything this year I really was focused on doing better than I did last year. And some of these things you can consciously think about and do better if I'm conscious of my physicality, and so I knew that I felt better and stronger this year than I was last year, so I went longer on the treadmill. And as a result of that, Dr. Ken found something, looking at the video of what goes on, actually the sonar testing, they actually can look into your heart. And so when I walked into the exam room and I saw his face, I knew, you're a poker face. There was nothing. As soon as I saw you, I said to myself, there's something here that he's seen that he doesn't like. So you can pick it up from there, Ken.
We do these stress tests to determine whether there's any severe blockage in the plumbing to the heart. A stress test is like starting up the motor. It's what doctors call a functional test as opposed to an anatomic test where we actually go out and look at the fuel lines to the car. And we started up Doug's motor, and he amazingly did very well on the treadmill part of the stress test. We did what's called an exercise stress echo, where we ultrasound without any radiation the pumping function of the left lower chamber of his heart, the main pumping chamber of the heart, and we compare this to the ultrasound immediately after getting off the treadmill, and there should be increased vigorous contraction of all parts of the left lower chamber after you get off the treadmill compared to at rest. Well, Doug went an amazing 10 and a half minutes on the treadmill, which is a wonderful amount of effort on a standard protocol that we use on the treadmill. His blood pressure went up appropriately, not too high. His heart rate and rhythm acted appropriately, and he had no changes on his electrocardiogram, which we continuously monitored while he was on the treadmill. However, when we got him off the treadmill, we immediately got beautiful, very clear pictures. I have a wonderful sonographer who does a great job, and we have a great team. Very quickly got these pictures as soon as he got off the treadmill, and we could see very clearly the inner surface of the left lower chamber cavity compressing, and it was very clear that there was a significant amount of the heart muscle that just did not contract properly after getting off the treadmill. And I'll tell you, I love what I do, and we all have our jobs that we all have tasks that we must do, and we all have things that we must do that we like doing and we don't like doing. And one of the toughest things for a good doctor to do is to take care of the people they love, their family, their friends, which they often have to do, but it's a very tough thing to do because you don't have that emotional firewall that you usually have, that you have to have with your other patients. And, you know, I love Doug as a brother. And when I saw this stress test, you know, it just, I was really very concerned. I didn't hit the panic button because part of his stress test was outstanding, but his echo images after getting off the treadmill were clearly abnormal. There wasn't any doubt in my mind that these were abnormal images. Sometimes we can't see clearly, but we had clear, very clear pictures. And what I didn't do is panic. I didn't rush Doug into the hospital because it didn't add up. And in cardiology, in medicine, especially in cardiology, things should be logical. You don't understand what's going on. So we needed more information before we decided what to do, because part of his stress test looked great. The other part of it looked very concerning. Fortunately, we now have this alternative before we have to go invasively into the heart. If I was sure, if Doug was having typical symptoms, if his treadmill stress test was very abnormal very early on, I would have admitted him directly into the hospital, done an invasive cardiac catheterization, looked at his circulation and said, Doug, we've got to go and get the vessels opened as soon as possible. And if there were many of them opened, he might have needed surgery. If there was one or two, we could have ballooned them open and put a stent in them. But it just didn't all add up. Doug has minimal symptoms lately. He walks up 5 flights of stairs and now gets short of breath at 4 flights. And then last year when he went on the treadmill and it was totally normal, we did the exact same thing a year ago. He was able to walk 5 flights without getting any symptoms. And now with a huge amount of exertion, he is noting something. And I saw this issue on the echo. We immediately did in the office a CT angiogram, which is a way without having to invade the body except with an IV in the arm. We put a little IV in the arm. We inject about 3/4 of a cup of contrast. You hold your breath for a few seconds, and miraculously, amazingly, now we can see the coronaries, these tubes that sit on the top of the heart that are responsible for heart attacks. And very fortunately, Doug's big vessels, what we call the epicardial coronary arteries, the ones that get plugged up, cause symptoms and lead to heart attacks when the plaques rupture, fortunately, his epicardial coronaries were all normal. And what I think is going on is that Doug has the very earliest form of a coronary issue called microvascular issues, these tiny little blood vessels that go into the surface of the heart muscle that you can't see with a CT angiogram. You can't see with a conventional heart catheterization. There are some universities that have these experimental heart catheterization procedures where you can see these microvessels, but in a routine heart catheterization, you can't. And I think that that's what's going on. We pushed him really hard. He wanted to go hard on the treadmill, and we demonstrated that these earliest tiny little vessels that go into the thickness of the heart may be beginning to have some issues. And we need to do something to lower his risk factors, make sure his blood pressure, cholesterol, sugar are doing absolutely well. His diet, exercise, he doesn't smoke, are all fine. And he also has some other thoughts about what he wants to do.
Well, Eastley Farm ice cream is probably one of my problems. But I am an active person, and I don't want to be affected by this. So there are things that are available, not only in a homeopathic sense, some niacin Ken recommends, but there's also something called an EECP, which is a leg device that now is used by homeopaths and traditional doctors like Ken. He has the ability to do it. There are many places around the country, doctors who are working on heart disorders have these. They're not a machine, really, but they put, as I don't know why I'm describing it. I've only seen them a couple of times. Why don't you describe what goes on? And many of you who have had some of these issues may have gone through this. This is almost sounds like a miracle because you don't have any invasion again. Once again, I'm not looking for invasive treatment. I want to. I'm not going to be slowed down by any of this. I'm just going to be thoughtful, think it through, and deal with it. I mean, I have what my father had issues with his heart when he was in his 50s. He lived to be 90, and now he's 91. And so, but I'm more aware of myself than he was. And so you take it to the next step. The logical step is to take all the advice that Ken gives, and I follow it to the T. And one of them is to use this legging device in both sides. It opens things up, and apparently has been extraordinarily successful, Ken.
Let me just give a little more background about Doug. I've mentioned too often there's 60,000 miles of circulation in the body, and any of this plaquing, even in the earliest form, it's a systemic issue. It can happen anywhere along the body from head to toe in this 60,000 miles. And Doug has some plaque that we've identified in his carotids from ultrasound, so we know that we need to be aggressive with him. And the cornerstone of this treatment initially is medications, and what doctors will recommend is an aspirin, initially a statin drug. He wants to avoid that. We can talk a little bit more about that later. Some fish oil, and then sometimes we use a beta blocker and an ACE inhibitor. These are other classes of drugs. Doug's blood pressure is so good that he would not be able to tolerate an ACE inhibitor or a beta blocker. Both families of drugs lower blood pressure. He is on some aspirin. He is on fish oil. And he and I will arm wrestle about whether he goes on a statin. He prefers niacin. We can work with that. It'll also help get his good cholesterol up, which is an issue that he wants. So we're going to work on getting his bad cholesterol, his LDL, down very low. At least under 70 is ideal. Under 60 actually causes reversal of any plaquing that exists.
See, that's the idea. Mine is 137, so it's too high. I've been that way for years.
His LDL
hasn't changed for years. The bad cholesterol.
And what he would like to do, which makes a lot of sense to me, unfortunately, it's not yet covered by insurance, and that's where there's often a disconnect between what's medically indicated and what is insurance indicated. He would like to do EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation, which is a wonderful procedure. It's done by, Doug was mentioning, by non-traditional physicians, but traditional places like the Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic do this, and we can talk more about EECP next.
888-553-7536. That'll inspire some calls.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Russian M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Train change past the hour of the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You may reach us at 888-553-7536. The number of Americans who die prematurely every year as a result of being overweight is rapidly approaching the number who die prematurely from smoking cigarettes. Obesity contributes more to chronic illness and health care costs than anything else, including smoking. I'm looking at something that I read this week on the plane from the Rand Institute. Aging prematurely, being obese, you will kill yourself, and yet people just don't. It's frustrating to me, and I don't want to get. I hope I don't sound overbearing or nasty about it, but it seems so obvious. I guess what really bothers me, Ken, about this are two things. One, that people will allow themselves to go down this path, and they take their families with them. Children, you see, I saw somebody last night at a restaurant, a woman, probably 60, 70 pounds overweight, husband that much, mother, her mother that much, and the children, three of them, all look like Porky Pig. It is astounding. And watch them eat fraps and French fries and hamburgers, and my God. Do I sound like an elitist? When I make those statements, I hope I don't, but you look at that. I mean, once in a while, it's fun and it's okay. But you can tell by looking at these people, that's what their diet is. And they're not stupid, but they certainly act that way. I mean, unless you don't care about yourself. And that's one thing. But your responsibility as a parent is to give your children the best life that you can. And you don't do that by filling them up with that garbage.
Maybe someone can call and explain to us why we do it.
Why, yeah. 888-553-7536. Okay. Have we spent enough time on me and given people the inspiration perhaps to think about other areas? Always be conscious of your body. Always know what's going on. And that's me. I think that's the secret for me anyway, is to know what's going on. There's so many great tools around. And sometimes, unfortunately, though, as Ken said, what I will choose to do, I guess because I can afford it, is to do something that isn't covered by insurance. And how many of you say, oh, I'm not going to get it done because I don't have insurance? Okay, so is that more important than you're living a good, normal, healthy life?
And what's really good about you as being your doctor is that you're not afraid to know. You want to know. You're curious. And many people, it's just a human trait, are afraid to know.
Right. Well, but the other side of it is, that it was, even though I mean, it didn't turn out to be anywhere near as bad as one might have thought by looking at your face when I walked into that room yesterday, I thought, this is going to be interesting. But I, you know what, if you deal with it,
I was trying to get you on your airplane in time.
Yeah, well, so I didn't get on the airplane in time. Big deal. Now I know what's going on. You need to know what's going on. I love my life. I am very fortunate to have a wonderful life, have great family, great friends like Ken. So why would you want to screw that up? There are things that could get in the way. It's like getting lost on the highway. Okay, so you get lost, you turn around, you go back again. You dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. There's nothing about what Ken told me yesterday that's going to lead to my demise. I'm not going to die walking out the door. I'm going to deal with it and fix it and be healthy. But it's best to know. And I know I wasn't being facetious when I said I loved Eastleigh Farm ice cream. You know, the ice cream is not exactly the most healthy food for you. And I love it. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I never have. But I've always loved ice cream. And so, you know, is that part of what Dr. Ken sees there? I think you can make a rational argument for that, don't you?
Yes. And what we did yesterday is just going to extend your ride on planet Earth.
Right. That's all. You know it. I mean, if I'd have gone to somebody else and they said, oh, yeah, everything's normal. If we hadn't, if I'd have gone to another doctor and he'd have looked at the stress test without doing the echo, if he'd have looked at all of the information that's on my blood test, every single thing that he looked at yesterday would indicate to the average doctor that I was better off, healthier, in fact, than I was last year at this time when I went through the same thing.
Great.
It's only because you took that one extra step to see what goes on after you go the stress test, then... I thought after the stress test, I felt nowhere near as exhausted this year as I did last year, and I went about 3 minutes longer on the stress machine than I did last year. But that was a mental thing. I was determined when I got on that thing, or when I went down there or weeks ago, that I was going to last a lot longer on the machine than I did last year.
And that energy, that mental energy, helped us to get a more accurate test.
Yeah. So then you look at the other stuff and you say, okay, I haven't seen this before, so let's deal with it and figure it out. So, okay, enough on me, but I hope it acts as an inspiration for you to go to the farthest step possible. 888-553-7536. More calls coming right up for Dr. Ken.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
It's 888-55-DR-KEN for the number here.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome to the weekend.
Now, 33 after the hour, as we continue with the Good Day Weekend program, Dr. Ken and his advice available free at 888-553-7536. This is not a diagnosis. This is helpful information you use to go to the next step. And hopefully from the conversation we've had over the last half hour, you get how thorough Ken is and how much he can help you. He can't spend as much time with you on the phone, on the program, as he did with me yesterday, but certainly you can avail yourself of whatever inside info you're looking for from a practitioner that will be with it as long. Ken's like me. He won't stop until he can't walk up 100 flights of stairs. 888-553, and his wife will be happy about that. She doesn't want him around too much. 888-553-7536.
She needed me this week, though.
I was going to say, having said that, here's another story. Ken's wife, Julie, had a gallbladder operation because she was suffering. She's a tough cookie. So the fact that she went in and had this operation without other things, she needed it. This had to have been the bottom line. And you were there. The benefit of having a physician as a husband is he can go in the operating room and watch while these procedures take place. So just for the benefit of those who may have the same problem, gallstones, kidney stones, that kind of thing, how is it dealt with and what happened with your wife?
I'm going to introduce all the listeners into the private life of a physician. I say this a little lightly. Any doctor listening right now knows that, you know, the public thinks we walk on water except when we're at home. And and my life is no different than any other doctor. And, you know, we don't get that respect. And, you know,
or any other human being, any other husband.
And I say that lightly. But you know, I have a wonderful family. And my wife is one extremely tough Southern woman, and you know, I saw what she went through when she delivered our daughter. Amazing. She had 7 procedures in 7 months to get to the finish line of a delivery, and she's an estate planning attorney and just a wonderful, hardworking, brilliant, nice, normal woman. And she, about 2 weeks ago, came to me and doesn't really complain. When she's complaining about pain, my attention is there, and came to me suddenly in agony, in pain. And I said, Julie, let me just put my hands on your belly. And, you know, and she's a very particular Southern woman. And, you just have to do this in a matter of a very particular way.
So you don't tickle her.
Well, you have to close the door, and she's very private, and, you know, she's just your typical Southern woman and about this, and I respect her so much, and so we just did this, and And I put my hands on her for 30 seconds, and I looked at her, and I said, Julie, it's the gallbladder. And, you know, how do I know? How do I do this? And blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I gave her some – fortunately, I had something that could just calm it down for a short period of time. But she had another attack, and she said, I got to get this out. And the surgeon that I wanted to have this done, the earliest spot that he had, she was there. So on Tuesday at 5 in the morning, we woke up, and we were there. And she's now recuperating. Fortunately, they took it out through the abdomen. But it just reaffirmed all the lessons and things that I talk about. You need to have a group of people around you who love you, who just genuinely care about you. So when you go into the hospital, you're not alone. If you go into the hospital alone, you're just not going to get the care. They were wonderful to us. My wife got great care, and she had people around her all the time, including myself. And it was so nice. It's amazing what it takes for a physician and a lawyer to get some private time. Both of our offices were easy on us. We spent two wonderful days together. Even our daughter was out with her mother-in-law, so we had some time. She recuperated, and I went back to work yesterday, and Julie's feeling a whole lot better. Still not yet in her happy place totally, but she's doing much better. And to everybody who's called and asked, we appreciate all the kind words.
One of the things that is interesting is a non-invasive, well, it was invasive surgery, but it was made much easier by new technology. You want to explain that these people get afraid of having big holes cut in their side, and that can be eliminated now with a new technology.
My mother in the late 60s, when she was in her 40s, and this is most commonly female in their 40s, has to do something with hormones also, and this is the typical presenting person. And in the late 1960s, she went into the hospital and had a very large incision right in the right upper portion of the abdomen, and we try to give the bikini incision, so this big incision is hidden under a bikini. But nevertheless, she was in the hospital for about a week with this, whereas Julie has this removed through the umbilicus, the belly button, with four very, very tiny places where the tubes were put in, and it was all taken out through the scope and was discharged about 6 hours after her surgery. Remarkably, went home, didn't have to stay in the hospital, and it's just amazing how, with the revolution in technology, this whole procedure has changed.
But how big is the gallbladder to get out through that those tubes?
It depends. Well, usually the gallbladder can come out through the tubes through the umbilicus. If it's very inflamed and gets enlarged, then the surgeon has to do that old-fashioned operation. But fortunately, it was inflamed, but it could come out. It sits underneath the liver.
Pretty amazing.
A little bag.
Yep. There it is. More inspiration, I guess, in a manner of speaking, for how it works if you are paying attention to what's going on and find yourself somebody who cares. Keith, let's do Mimi, I guess, in Poland, New York. Mimi, thanks for the call. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi.
Hi, Mimi.
Oh, I finally got hold of you. I've been trying for weeks and weeks. You're a busy man.
Well, we're happy to help you. What do you need?
I'm 79 now. I'm 155. I think I'm, you know, overweight. And about 20 years ago, I went to the doctor, and, you know, I had a lot of gas, and I had gallbladder and all these other operations the women have, and I had six kids. And the doctor said, he told me to go in this room, and this internist came in. And she looked at me, and she said, you got an enlarged heart? She turned around and walked out, and that I never got any more instructions or anything about it.
Boy,
about 20 years ago.
Well, I'm ashamed of my colleague would treat you like that.
I didn't like her looks.
Well, I wouldn't tell you about her looks. I just don't like her bedside manner, how she treated
jerk.
You.
Yeah. So what have you done since then? You're still here, so what happened?
Well, blood pressure,
yes.
And, you know,
taking
all that, everything's normal with me now.
Mimi, the most common cause of an enlarged heart is high blood pressure.
Yeah, it's down normal. And I'm taking fish oil, cod liver oil, women's one a day. I'm kind of doctoring myself up.
Are you measuring your blood pressure at home with an upper arm device?
Yeah, I got one of them.
Hold on just a second. So 20 years ago, this woman told you had an enlarged heart. You never been to see a doctor since then?
No, I've been to the doctor all the time. It's a PA. And then I had a heart doctor, and they sent me to the hospital, and I had a stress test, Dr. Matthews, and everything was all right then. And now, I don't know, everything's forgotten.
So your blood pressure, your cholesterol and sugar and weight are all doing well?
Yeah. Only thing is I eat a lot of candy.
Yeah.
Are you having any symptoms, Mimi? Chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations?
No.
Lightheadedness, dizziness? Okay. Well, good. How can we help you? Do you have any other questions?
Well, I was just wondering, anything to be worried about? I don't know.
Well, just monitor your blood pressure at home. Make sure it's at least under 140 over 90. Check it in the morning and the evening, resting, sitting for at least 15 minutes, and know your numbers. Besides your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your sugar, your weight, and if you have any symptoms, just let the doctor know about it.
All right, but you know what? You said something, Mimi, before, and I'm going to give you a little tip right now. Ken and I are going to talk about MetaFast. You said you knew you were overweight. How tall are you?
I'm 5'4", years ago I weighed 120, when I was younger.
That's ideal.
And you ought to weigh 120 now. And so here's how to do it. Here, listen to this. Dr. Ken has recommended MetaFast along with 20,000 other doctors. It is so fast, so safe, so simple, so satisfying. It's supported by people on the staff. You eat five, listen to this, Mimi, you eat five MetaFast meals and one lean and green meal every day. Little meals, 3-4 hours apart. Lean and green meal allows you to dine out if you want to, go to a restaurant, have a lunch, whatever it is. You will lose 20 pounds in the first month if you go through all of this. That's what the statistics from this company show. 20 pounds the first month, up to 20 pounds, and that's what you need to do. The average weight loss for people I have on my radio program during the week, we have everybody on the staff on this. Jennifer Horn has lost 13 pounds in 2 weeks. That's almost a pound a day. Rich McFadden, likewise, almost a pound a day. Roberta Fasanelli, likewise. I'm going to go on it once I get off my road trip, which is another, 2 weeks, and then I'll get myself down. I'm not overweight, really, but I'm not comfortable because every year, like most people, during the holidays, I gain, in this case, I think I gained about 10 pounds. But all of these options, I've tasted the food. I have... even on my trip across the country, I use their snacks instead of eating the regular stuff. And this is a supportive environment. There are 70 MetaFast meals to choose from. They are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied. You will not feel hungry. You will lose the weight. Ken, what do you want to add to that that'll help Mimi and so many others who need? She's 155. She ought to be 120. She can get there. It will be nothing but helpful to her. What else do we need to know?
A trained dietitian will work with you. You'll feel full and satisfied with the meals. They're healthy, and it's a lifestyle that you can live with forever, and you'll get down to the ideal body weight.
So if your goal is to lose weight, as Mimi's is, this year, you don't have to look any further. MetaFast is recommended by Dr. Ken. Here's how you save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. I know hundreds of you, if not thousands, of you think, this sounds great. And it is great. It works, and it's really easy and practical. MetaFastKen.com. You log on to that. MEDIFASTKEN, all one word. MetaFastKen.com. And then you use the code Dr. Ken, DRKEN. You'll save $50 when you start buying the food and getting on the program. That's MetaFastKen, one word. Or you could call them toll-free, maybe if that's easier, 800-506-4115, and use that same code, Dr. Ken, to save the $50. 800-506-4115. Don't wait. Call right now. They'll set you up in the complete program, discount details, all of that stuff. Begin a weight loss program. You'll feel better about it. You can still eat a little bit of that candy that you love so much. 800-506-4115. Dr. Ken, save the money. Thank you, Mimi. We'll move on in a moment here on Good Day Weekend.
The daily commute to work can be a time of stress and frustration for U.S. commuters. It's not surprising that commuters look for any opportunity to make their travels shorter, more enjoyable, and even more environmentally friendly. Joel McGower, executive editor of GreenBiz.com and renowned green commuting and sustainability expert, says that while the radio, a smartphone, or a GPS device can help ease your morning commute, recent survey results show that a hot cup of coffee or tea is by far the number one thing that matters most to commuters.
It's estimated that 58 billion coffee cups are thrown away each year, and most of those aren't recycled. So to make your commute more enjoyable and environmentally friendly, try bringing your favorite beverage in a reusable container, like a Thermos brand travel mug. That has the highest quality vacuum insulation, and that will allow you to enjoy a hot beverage during your commute and even well into your workday.
Joel McGower is a spokesperson for Thermos. For more information on Thermos reusable insulated mugs and tumblers, visit www.thermos.com.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken next speaks to Keith in Alabama. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering if there's anything to a lot of the claims they make about the 12 cell salts that I've read a lot about and seen on the internet and so forth. And I was also wondering about I know colloidal silver is a good product, but I can't find a book anywhere that tells.
All right, can I do this, Ken?
Sure.
Let me tell you about colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is extraordinarily good for some things, but not as bad in a sense. It is a great way. If you have sore throat, that sort of thing, I found out a number of years ago. I think I first started using it in 1994. It would get rid of sore throat that is building up, that sort of thing. But there are properties in it that are not good for you. So the benefits do not outweigh the fact. And you hear me, if you hear me at all, Keith, you know how supportive I am of homeopathic and natural medical treatments. But this is dangerous stuff because it isn't. I can't really remember what the test that went through, the stuff went through. It's good because it takes care of a problem, but it could cause you a more serious problem. Is that a fair statement, Ken?
Yes, it causes something called argyria, which is this blue-gray discoloration of your skin, your eyes, your internal organs, and it can cause seizures, kidney damage, and skin irritation.
Kidney, bad for your kidney. Silver, it isn't got mercury in it, but it's not good for your kidney. So if you used it a lot, maybe if you used it once or twice, it wouldn't kill you, but if you used it a lot, it would not be good for you. Is that fair? I think
exactly.
That's probably the closest thing we can come to in helping you in that department. Thanks for the call. 888-553-7536. Looks like Phyllis in Tennessee. Are you next? Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I was wondering if I could have your opinion, please, of gastric bypass surgery.
All right, let's make this quick because this is a quickie, I think, Ken, isn't it?
Well, it's like it is in the rest of medicine. It's compared to what I would use this as a last resort because there's a lot of risk to it. Vitamin, mineral deficiencies, dehydration, gallstones, bleeding stomach ulcers, hernias, kidney stones, low blood sugar.
How heavy are you and what have you tried to lose weight, Phyllis? What else?
My BMI is 50.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, it is. I know that.
That's extremely high. And you've tried everything?
I have been for the last 20 years working on this.
Have you ever tried MediFast diet?
No, I haven't. What I did do
try the MediFast diet. Yeah,
try the MediFast before you go to gastric bypass.
51 after the hour.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Past the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, don't forget to sign up for the Good Day Health and Wellness Newsletter. Go to drkenshow.com or gooddayshow.com. You'll see the newsletter there. Actually, what you do is go to Dr. Ken's picture, click on that, go to the box where they ask you for your email address, sign up for it, get it, and enjoy it. Send email along if you have questions to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. Here's Robert in South Carolina with a question for Dr. Ken. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Ken. Hey. I take a water pill, and I've read where that might deplete magnesium level.
Exactly.
And I was wondering about getting my magnesium level checked. And I've heard good and bad things about the RBC magnesium test. And I was wondering if you knew if that would be sufficient, or would there be a better way to get magnesium level checked?
Well, there's really no easy, good way to check magnesium, because what is routinely done is a serum magnesium. We measure your potassium, your sodium, what we call your electrolytes, your minerals. And if you're on a diuretic, you will be depleting yourself of potassium and magnesium, and we often will check your potassium level to make sure it's normal so you don't have any abnormal heart rhythms or your muscles feel weak. And we should also occasionally check your magnesium, and we'll get a serum magnesium. The problem with that is that magnesium is not easily measured, because magnesium, unlike potassium lives mostly outside the cell. Magnesium's in the cell. And what happens is the serum actually pulls magnesium in preference for the cell. So you can have a normal serum magnesium level, but the body, the cells, could be depleted of magnesium. So really what you want to do is determine more how you're feeling. If you're having any muscle weakness, any irregularities of the electrical activity of the heart, if you're having any symptoms suggestive of magnesium, then you depletion, then you definitely should be on some magnesium. But a normal serum level does not necessarily mean that your body stores are normal, because as I mentioned, the serum preferentially pulls magnesium into it, and your body can be deplete, but your serum level can be normal.
I see. Okay. Would 20 milligrams of pyrrolizumab deplete magnesium very much?
It definitely could. Furosemide is Lasix, which is a moderately strong diuretic, and the dose depends on you. 20 is a low dose for most, but if you expose somebody the first time to 20 milligrams of Lasix, they haven't seen it before, and their kidneys are relatively normal, you're going to lose potassium and magnesium, definitely.
I see. Okay.
All right, sir. Thanks for your call. Hopefully we were helpful. Let's see if we get Linda in Los Angeles on for an answer to her question. Linda, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
The cause, please, for intermittent internal rectal soreness 2 months following a prostate biopsy that was successful on my 87-year-old friend. They have no reason for why the soreness persists. And if every doctor was like you, we'd all have our answers better.
Well, Linda, thank you. And I can tell he has a very good friend here. Linda, has he had a look up there, a look in the rectum? You know, I'd be concerned about an infection.
His colonoscopy was fine.
Afterwards, looking at the pain?
No, he hasn't had one
exactly.
But he does take your supplement. He did acidophilus before the Cipro. They did a culture to see if it was fungal because you could see, each doctor could see externally there was inflammation. And so he was doing oil of oregano.
Linda, do you know a good GI gastroenterologist? Because if it's right in the rectum, this wouldn't take a very difficult look. You could do it with what we call a sigmoid scope. You wouldn't have to go far up into the colon with the colonoscope.
Well, that's what they have wondered. But the fact that it comes one day and it goes away another day, someone suggested that it could be hemorrhoidal.
No one's gone with the little scope to look up his rectum, correct?
No one has done that yet.
Okay, let me suggest, find a good gastroenterologist, GI doctor. This is what they wake up in the morning for to do. And they'll look in there, and I'm sure if he's having symptoms after that procedure, they'll find the cause and be able to get it treated appropriately, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thanks to all of you who have called this morning. As usual, we can't get to all of you. If you have an email question, send it to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show. He'll answer you personally. We have lots of really interesting and anecdotal stories to tell every week. Yours are the most important. So remember, Dr. Ken here every weekend at this time on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 59 past the hour.